Blog Talk Radio.
You want to play music? Call it. Keep playing it until the music.
Not a second, another minute. Not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way. As you have done so many times before, through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need.
So they must have locked it up.
I don't know.
I'm not going to get anybody else.
But
she can't get up.
I need you.
Right. How are you going to get out of here? You don't got no knife.
If I never needed you before.
Is there any other exit way
to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the test and trial that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good today. Praise the Lord. You know, this is a wonderful Sunday. Lush Radio Gospel, always bringing the gospel to you. You know, come as you are, you know, if you're in your house, if you're in your car, if you somewhere and you just need to find God, come here and come give God praise. We give you praise and give you the gospel through our music and through our words. Call in at 347-826-7722. I'd like to shout out my pastor, Pastor McCray, his wife, Nicole, his daughter, Shiloh, my own child, and my family. I give them praise today on this wonderful Sunday, Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. And I'm going to bring in my co-host today, the wonderful and lovely Miss Susie. Praise God. How you doing today, Miss Susie?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
It actually is a beautiful day. Real good day.
Yep. It's another day that the Lord has made that we won't see again, so we might as well enjoy it.
Yes, Lord. We got a couple people in the chat room. I want to say thank you to all the guests in the chat room that, you know, have you know, taken the time out to come and, you know, bless us with their presence on this Sunday. You know, today is a good day. You know, we're going to let Miss Susie go ahead and take it off for us. Go ahead, Miss Susie.
Well, you know, I want to thank God for today, and I want to thank all the listeners who come to hear a word from the Lord. You know, I just want us to realize that, you know, God is good, and God is good at all times. And any time that you feel that, you know, things is going wrong for you or things is not right, you get up and say a prayer. You know, get to your knees. Go to the highest and ask for help because he's always there. You know, and I can feel today, Lust, that is, you know, that there's people out there that they're just worrying. They don't know how to get to the next step. They don't know how they're gonna pay this bill. But I just want to let you know that, you know, Jesus is there. He's there. He knows how the next bill is going to be paid. He's ready to pay the bill for you. You know, all I ask you to do is just go and ask for his help. Seek out for his help. Hallelujah. The Lord is there for you. Let me let you understand that all you have to do is bend your knees and open your mouth and raise your hands and get all the help that you possibly need from the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen. And that's the truth. You know, the thing is, if you want to come to God today, all you have to do is call in at 347-826-7722. Come to God today, you know, or find a corner and call to him and say, I want to accept you in my life, you know, today. You know, God never leaves us, you know. He's always there. It's all about you accepting him, you know. And you know, I think today, I think we should, you know what I'm saying, you have a subject for us today, Miss Susie, because, you know, I was just learning about just acceptance of ourselves and acceptance of knowing that people are just going to be who they are, you know, and, you know, as much as we want to see that, you know, how they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, you know, a lot of us, you know, try and say that we can change somebody, but, you know, they have to be willing to make that change, making change in your life, you know. I want to talk about change, but I know you got some subjects you wanted to talk about, Miss Susie.
Well, we can talk about change. Change is a good thing. I mean, anytime you can accept change, you can accept a lot. You know, and we can't change you. I can't change you. Only one can change you is God. God is a changeable person. He's the one who can change you. He can change everything about you. I don't care what you are, what you're doing, and how you was doing, and how long you was doing. He can change you if this is what you want in your heart. It has to be something that you want. That's where change come about, if you want the change. I mean, he's not going to make you change. You have to come to him and ask for this change and see this change come about. Change is good. Change is always good. You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lars. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Miss Susie.
You know, change is good. You know, I can say that, you know, I know for a fact that, you know, maybe – I can explain. I was stuck on something. You know, I was stuck on, you know, like I can't do nothing but try to please the people that's around me. That's all I look for, is to make sure they're happy. I make sure whatever they want, they receive it, you know. But yet and still, I'm in this corner, and I'm feeling hurt inside. I'm not getting everything I need out of it. So, you know, the best thing I could do for myself is look for a change, and my change came about was looking into Jesus. And I started, you know, I started reading his words and everything. I never hurt the people that I was doing so much for, but I let them know that if nothing comes before my God. So that was my change. I still do for you, but I have to still praise my God first, and my doing for you will be different because I feel different about myself because I know someone out there loves me. And
yes,
that's
Lord.
How I feel change could become about. Change could be good for anybody.
Yes, Lord. You know, change can be sometimes the hardest thing for an individual, change. Sometimes change is like pulling teeth to an individual because sometimes it's just hard, you know, it's just hard for people to understand or they're just scared of the unknown to take that risk, to take that chance, you know, and some people are just scared of their own success in life. Sometimes they sabotage their own success because they're scared of making a change. Change can be good, change can be bad. But, you know, most of the time we have the warning signs of when it's good and when it's bad, but sometimes we care to ignore them at some time.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and when you find that true spiritual guidance and that oneness with God, you're able to see those, you know, those red lights, those warning signs in different things. If you know, change once again comes by the willing, and change comes by, you know, force. We all want change in our lives. Some of us want to stay and feel like we're content, but really we're not happy in our lives. But we put on this facade and this mask as if everything is okay for the outside world, but inside we're dying. Don't be scared of change, you know. The thing about it is that, you know, you're scared, okay, I'm in this job, I'm not really happy. I'm not happy, I don't feel satisfied. What's wrong with you putting it into God's hands and say, God, is it time for me to just let this go and you'll bring what you want in my life to come in my life? People are scared to do that, Miss Susie.
Oh, yeah. People are scared. And, you know, and what's so funny about it, how could you be scared of something you don't know how it's going to end up? I can see if you knew what's going to be on the other side, but you don't even know and you're still scared to make that change. But yet and still, somebody can come up and give you something and you would try it, knowing that you already heard that it was bad for you. It's already bad for your health, bad for your family, it's bad for you all the way around, but you still would try it. You know, I like the friends that like to introduce you to making a change with Jesus instead of making a change sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I mean, sort of let me introduce you to some other type of liquor. They don't know if you could take liquor or not. But
mm-hmm.
this is people that, but you need to be around the people who want to introduce you to something positive in your life, something that will build your life up to help you with your life, to be able to make different changes, to be able to step out in the world and don't be afraid. God has no fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you shouldn't have no fear about making changes in your life. If you can look at it now and you're not satisfied with it, you should be willing to step out.
And you know what? I have this feeling in my heart. I know there's some people out there that might have been in the streets doing drugs or, you know, and they got addicted to drugs and they're just there and they done wasted their life away. You know, maybe neglected their children, but they're scared and they want to come to Jesus. They want to come to God. And they want to leave that poison alone. They want to come home to God. They want to come home to the Father. They want to come home. I know there's some women out there that are walking the streets right now and all they know is walking the streets. All they know is selling their body. All they know is somebody telling them that they're worthless, and that's all they know. They've been raped. They've been molested. They've been through a lot, and they're scared of change. And I hear you, and it's okay. God is the healer of all things. God is the doer of all things. God is our creator. Who more to love you than somebody that loves you unconditionally no matter what you are?
And died for your sins.
Mm-hmm. Confessing your sins to God and telling him, you know, this is me. God knows your heart more than any person that is with flesh. He knows your God more than, he knows your heart than me or Miss Susie.
Right.
He knows your life. You don't have to lie to me because God knows your heart. I know it's people out there that know they have done wrong in their life. And they're sitting with all that burden on their shoulders and regret, pain, and anger, and they want to let it go. So I ask you today, if you want to come to him, call in at 347-826-7722 and just let it all out. You know, if you want to confess your sins or you just want to come to God or you want us to pray for you on the phone, you know, or you could go to www.lushradiogospel.ning.com and put your prayer request in, you know, for whatever is ailing you. You know, and it's not, if you've been on the streets and you sold drugs, that doesn't mean God doesn't give you a second chance. One thing about God is God will give you a first, second, third, and fourth chance. You feel me? God will not, you know, God is not like a flesh, somebody, a human being that'll say, man, I'm only giving you three strikes, you're out. God loves you regardless, but God wants you to be a better you. Why not accept change in your life, especially change that's going to be good for you? You'll rather go and make change and buy an outfit that you might not wear another day. You might go and make change and smoke some marijuana, drink some new liquor, or do something that is harmful to your body and your temple than making a change. You know, and there's different types of change. You know, like this was a real serious thing that I want to talk about. In your life, you surround yourself by friends, family, or people. If they are not adding to your growth, your spiritual growth, if they're not adding to your success in your life, why are they around you? Ask yourself and ask your neighbor, why do I have these people on my phone? Why do I have people in my life that could care less if I succeed or not? Why do I surround myself with people who want to take from you then add to you? Ask your neighbor why. If you don't know why, then there's a problem. You need to ask God to take away this nonsense in your life. Most of us in life have these cell phones. We got 50 million people on our cell phones. How many of them are being real productive in your life? None. One or two or three. They're the only people that you really need to have in your cell phone. All those other people don't really need to be in your cell phone. Because all you want to do is keep attaching yourself to the devil, and the devil is going to keep on corrupting your life and keep you stagnated. That's all he want to do. Why are you allowing him in your life? Shed yourself of all that and cut the fat off. Because the devil is a liar, and he will try to intercept your life in any shape or form he can. Making change. Sometimes to some people it seems like a sacrifice. And maybe it might be something as easy as picking up and packing and leaving. But how do you feel about that, Miss Susie, you know, to add to that?
Well, I feel that there was very good points. And I also feel that one part you were saying that all these negative people that they have and they sell a phone and they're not doing them no good. If you want to keep those people in your cell phone, then come to Christ and turn them around. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can help them out. That's what you could do if you feel that way, because, you know, God is love. You know, you don't keep it among yourself. You pass it to the next person. So if you figure that God has did something in your life and you know someone needs need God in their life, take them to God. You know, help them out. You know, spread the word. You know, there's nothing like saving a soul. You feel so good to know that you helped somebody and brought them towards the Lord. That's the best thing you possibly can do. You know, mm-hmm. but you don't let somebody bring you down. If it's anything, you help to get yourself together and bring that person up and let them know it don't have to be like that. And as far as those women that's out in the street or the men who's selling the drugs, the women who's selling themselves, you know, God is a forgiver. He will forgive you. All you have to do is repent your sins and go on. You know, you don't have to walk around thinking because you're doing this that he's not going to accept you. That's not God. God will accept you. All you have to do is come to him and watch how you be accepted.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. You know, God is love. You know, God is love, and God loves us fat, short, tall, extra toe, extra leg. God loves you no matter what. We're not perfect. We were born into sin, you know, and our flesh is weak, you know. And so none of us are perfect. But God loves us regardless. Unconditional love. You know, we need to embrace that love. And I wanna go ahead and give y'all some of that Yolanda Adams, you know. And when we come back, we wanna talk about more about change, making change in your life with my co-host, the wonderful and lovely and blessed Miss Susie.
Yolanda, I'm just so happy to be a part of this song to remind everyone out there that they should not lose sight of what we're really here for.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thank you for being a part of it, because, you know, you're my one now. Come on, let's tell them about this.
Mind. There's a time in life when things must change.
Yes, Lord. Making change in your life. You know, praise God. You know, Yolanda Adams. I love that woman. Ooh, go ahead. You go, girl. Your girl, Lushy Lush, and Miss Susie live on Lush Radio Gospel. The topic today is making change in your life. Once again, if you want to come to Jesus, you want to come to God, or you have a prayer request, call in at 347-826-7722, or you can write it in the chat room, or you can log on to www.lushradiogospel.ning.com, and next show, we'll do your prayer request, you know what I'm saying, and do a prayer for you. But, Ms. Susie, once again, we're talking about making change in your life. I know you got some more stuff for us, Ms. Susie.
Yeah, well, you know, Lush, if someone wants to make a change in their life, it's really up to them to search deeply in themselves before they decide they're going to make this change. Because a lot of people believe that if they make their change as far as about coming towards the Lord, that, you know, their whole life is different. But, you know, you have to come over to see how better your life is instead of being different. And it's not everybody is going to change. There's people going to be out there and still want to do their thing. So, you know, those are the type of people you will just pray maybe one day, you know, they will make a change. Because, you know, we all start off being young, but if we make it through life, we are going to get old, and that is a change from a young person to an old person. So, you know, you need to search yourself and see what you really want to do with your life, you know, because, you can jump around and sell and smoke and drink. You can smile and do all that you want to do right now because you're young. It's not even bothering you. But if you live a little longer, you will get older, and you will see that you need to make a change in your life if you make it to be able to make a change in your life. So, you know, I say before you get to that point that you think you can't make a change, or you get to that point that, you know, it's not worth making a change, I think you should just sit down and think about it, at least think about it, and search deep into yourself and see if there's something about me I do want to change. You know, because some people think changing is the worst thing they could do in their life, but changing is the best thing you could do in your life if you're changing to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the best thing you could do as a change.
And that's the truth. And even through meditation, if you feel like you're stagnating in a point in your life where you don't know what the next step is, you know, or you don't know what you're going to do, sometimes it's best to go into prayer with God and, you know, lay it down to Him and put it in His hands and bring it to the altar, wherever you pray at, and just tell Him, you know, what is the next step for me, God? I call upon You. Do it honestly and solely and sincerely. Yeah, man, He will answer your prayers. Me and Miss Susie are both testimony to that. Whatever God wants for you in your life, whatever you pray on hard enough, sincerely, from the bottom of your heart, God will show you that vision and show you the way. Honestly.
There's something that was in Mark, I think it was Mark 11:20, and it says, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Yes.
And that's in prayer.
And repeat that once again for those who are out there, if they wanted to make some notes in their Bible today, what page that was? That was Mark 1.
That was Mark chapter 11, verse 20. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
And for those, you know, that are just finding themselves reading the Bible, you know, explain more to them about this, Miss Susie.
Well, this is in the New Testament. This is Mark, and to find something in the Bible, there's the Old Testament and there's the New Testament. And what we're reading out today is the New Testament, which is Mark. and the chapter will be 11, and then the verse will be 20. And it explains to you whatever you will ask for in prayer, and if you believe it, it will come true, because that's how God answers prayer.
And that's the truth, you know. If you really truly want something in life and you believe with it in all your heart and you call upon God, God will make it come true. God will definitely make it come true and make it happen.
Right.
So change can be scary. Everybody's scared of change. Change can be scary. But at the end of the day, once it's done and over with, hey, it's another day. But, you know, the thing about it is making change, and when you make change, making good change. Not bad change for the worse, but good change. You know, good change for yourself so, you know, basically, you know, you can be a better you. That's all God wants on you is to be a better you so you can serve him and teach his message to other people who are going through what you might have been going through before you find yourself with God. God wants you to be a better you. No one condemns you or says, oh, you're just the most terrible person. God doesn't ridicule you. God just wants you to be a better you. That's all he has. And I don't think that's too much to ask for you to be a better you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it benefits you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just like as Miss Susie said, if it's benefiting you, I don't think you should be scared or reluctant for change. So many of us are scared of change. We're reluctant. We're like iffy. You know, we procrastinate with change. Some of us, you know, you got some women out there that are going through abusive relationships or men in abusive relationships or being misused, you know. And that change of getting away from that abuser might be scary because you're scared if you're going to be able to make it by yourself. You're going to be scared if you're going to be alone. You know, you're scared of a lot of things. But remember, at the end of the day, God has your back no matter what. And whatever God wants for you, he will make for you. Whatever you pray on, and you say, God, I'm about to leave this house with nothing, no money, not anything. I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I put my faith in you, God, to make it happen. And it happens. I'm going to tell you a story. I was homeless, right? And I had... And there was this pastor that came to one of the sites where we were staying at. Her name was Pastor Bobby, and blessings go out to Pastor Bobby. She's a good woman. Pastor Bobby used to actually be a dancer a long time ago. And she said she was running streets and everything like that, and she said she found God. She found God. She became a pastor, a traveling pastor. Pastor Bobby didn't have a job for like 3 years, but she managed to pay her rent, put gas in her car, and go around to preach people. You know why? Because God sent people to her. Half of the people that provide her with things in order for her to take care of her necessities are people that God sent to her. She said, I don't know how I made it. I didn't have anything, but God sent these. He said, I want you to change. And if you are willing to change for me, my child, I'm willing to bless you with what you need in order for you to be okay. And I was like, wow. And, you know, and the thing about it, I was kind of skeptical for a minute. But one time I didn't have the uniform to get my clothing for my job. And she said, you know, God's going to make a way. Some people out of nowhere came and gave her $60. To get clothes for me to get a uniform for my job. I said, Pastor Bobby, you know these people? She said, no. She said, God knows them and God sent them to me. They didn't know Pastor Bobby from nothing. But they gave her $60 in order to get me an outfit to go to work. I said, you know what? God is good all the time. God always sends messages, you know, in your life and things that you want in life. As long as you pray on it, it can happen. This is a woman that used to run the streets, and she found God, became a pastor, didn't work for like 3 years, but God provided for her. Didn't sell no drugs, didn't go out in the streets, just put all her faith in God, and God carried her through. That's God right there. Nothing else but God. And like I said, with Mark in the New Testament, like what Susie said, make sure you read that. You know, all things from our hands to our feet, everything that is on our body is made from God. God is good all the time, you know. And we have to give him praise. We got to praise him for us being here today. And Miss Susie, I want you to go ahead and, you know, and we want to bow our heads and go into the prayer for the people that are out there that are going through it and want to make a change in their life, but they're scared of making change in their life, and they're scared of leaving somebody that they know that is very detrimental to their life, or they know they're in a situation that they know they don't need to be in. We're going to pray for them today. We're going to pray for our family and our friends. And we're going to bow our heads, and we ask you all that are listening to bow your heads now. Miss Susie?
Yes, Lord. We have come and gathered together just to hear a word from you, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will you draw the people together that needs help, that needs prayer, that wants to make a change in their life, Father God? Would you please lead them to someone who can help them if they just don't know what to pray or what to say? Oh, Father God, we ask you to come in the midst because people was out there, they are hurting, Father God. They need your help. They need your guidance, Father God. They just need you to be around them, Father God, just to feel you, Father God. They need to know the power of the name of Jesus, Father God. So I ask you, Father God, to lead them if they don't know how to pray, to lead them someone to teach them how to pray, to show them how to pray. Pick up the Bible. The Bible will tell you how to pray. Just pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for coming in the midst. I thank you for leading us the right way. I thank you for leading us to help. I thank you for leading us to get that strength to lead that we shouldn't be in. I thank you for giving us food, Father God. I thank you for giving us shelter. I thank you for just being there, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, and we thank you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody says amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Miss Susie, for that wonderful prayer right there. And we want to give praise to all of our listeners and good day to everybody. DJ Smells So Good and everybody out there that's, you know, definitely giving God praise and trying to be righteous as they can. You know, we're not all perfect, and we need to understand that. We're not all perfect. If we were perfect, all of us would be God, but we're not. So we need to accept that, learn and accept this, that we are who we are, but we can make change in our life for the better. Never be scared of change as long as it's good change, you know. And love yourself and honor thy mother and thy father and, you know, respect thy neighbor. You know, do unto thee as you want done unto yourself. Today is a blessed day, a wonderful day, and we give God praise. And God is good all the time. Remember that. And I want to give praise to my whole family, to Miss Susie and her whole family, Strictly Born One, Consulting Guy, Stream Queens, everybody that's within our midst, our network, the people out there that are going through it, people that are suffering with cancer and all kinds of illnesses. I pray to you guys that whatever is ailing you, that God make it, you know, not sustainable, that God takes it away from you, that God heals you and puts his holy glory on you. And, you know, God is good. Remember that every day. Through the good times and the bad times, give him praise. God is good. And one thing I got to let you guys know before we leave, don't just call on God on the bad times, okay? Because a lot of us just call on God on the bad times. Remember, God needs love too. So don't call on him on the bad times. Call on him on every time. And just praise him every single day when you wake up. Because without him, would you be breathing? No. So give God praise every single day. Remember that. Don't be selfish. Give God his praise. Give him the love that he needs just like you want to be loved. God is good all the time. And I love you guys, and I thank you guys. God is good. I love you. Peace and blessings. And I'm going to leave you off with Regina Bell. God is good. We're here every Sunday at 3:30. Me and Miss Susie. Log on, www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline. Log on to www.mzsuzzie.com for your spiritual readings. And log on to lushradiogospel.ning.com. And leave your prayer requests, listen to the shows, leave comments, mark us as your favorite. We love you. God is good all the time, and we give you praise. And God is good.
I'm going to just ask her to come up and just take us back, if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me. Marty, Grammy Award winner, Regina Bell.
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about 3 more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. Here's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We're going back to the old show. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that?
Thank you.
God, you heal my every sickness. God is good. You heal my every sickness. God is good. Yeah. Said that he healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, Jesus made a way out of no way. And then he brought me out of darkness. God is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know for myself that God is good.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much.